My goodness, hello.
Hello.
Hi, I'm
Hello,
talking to
everyone.
you.
I am
I
pet
was talking to the dog,
sitting
but okay, we
again.
can
Pet
start.
sitting once again. But in a new pets. Once again.
This one is such a cutie.
The way that every single week I'm pet sitting, but it's a new pet.
Everyone's gonna watch this and be like, where the fuck does she live? Like,
Yeah, they're gonna be like, whose pets are she sitting on now? Like, god damn. Yeah. This is Bella
okay.
Rose. Say hi, Bella Rose.
She's loving this.
Oh yeah. No,
Attention.
when I say last night, her, so the other one, there's two. The other one's name is Hoover, like Hoover Dam. He's so cute. He's like a little Yorkie mix or something.
He seems like a little menace.
Oh my God, they literally both got the zoomies. Like, I'm trying to go to bed and they had the freaking zoomies. And then I'm like laying there, and when I tell you, the whole night they were like up against me, like literally like this. And I was like, all right, well, I guess I have two teddy bears. It
I miss dogs. I miss mine.
was so cute. It
I
was so
miss my
sweet.
dogs like so much.
Yeah.
Go to the house later. I don't have time today.
So this is why I do pet sitting though. I do not have the budget to own my own dog right now. So I'm
Non-stop.
like, well, let me just get paid to watch other people's and fill the void.
Dream. The dream.
The dream. I
Oh my
know.
gosh. So hi, welcome back.
Yeah, well, welcome back.
What a way to start. Me, baby talking to a dog.
Talking about a dog.
Love it. Love it.
Typical. I mean, how else are we going to start a hockey podcast other than talking about dogs? Duh.
Oh, we talk about a bunch of random shit, let's be honest.
I know. No, genuinely. Oh,
Speaking of
man.
which, do you remember how last week we started talking with like Christmas gifts and shopping and all?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Well, obviously I'm giving you yours on Wednesday.
Yeah.
If you fucking go to work that day, I'm gonna be pissed.
I don't have work that day. We're good.
Let's keep it that way. But
Yeah.
literally, I had a dream 2 nights ago. I woke up and like I was so annoyed because I had a dream that you hated my gift and you made fun of it to my face.
I
And I woke
mean,
up and I was like, I literally was gonna text you. I was like, listen, if you don't like this, just fucking wait till I leave. Like, spare my feelings. Don't
wait,
do
would
this.
you would rather that I talk shit about it behind your back?
Honestly, yes. Just fucking be nice to me. I put thought into it.
I promise I won't talk shit about it either way, but
I mean,
I cannot
great.
believe
I
that's
would
the.
very much prefer that. But literally, that happened in my dream where you literally were like, what the fuck is this? And I was like, and then
And
you
now that you told me
walked
that,
away. You literally walked away.
I'm gonna joke with you when you give it to me, and I'm just gonna be
I
like,
will
what is
start
this?
crying. I will burst into tears.
Oh my God, that happened last night. We were texting you with the Riley Green concert.
Oh my God.
That was so funny. So Avery
How
texted
was
me.
that?
That was so funny. Avery texted me. And
Backstory, quick, real quick. Earlier this year, we were
quick
like,
sidebar.
quick
Avery
sidebar.
texts me and she's like, oh my God, the Riley Green rescheduled his concert
Yeah.
that we tried to go to a couple months ago.
We're
And
like in the fucking water and they canceled it. Like,
they, yeah, it was too
the way.
windy,
I
too
was
much of
so like, I
a
cried
hazard.
the entire
So
way home, so
they sent
bitter.
everyone home.
But
But
he's coming back in March.
yeah, in March,
I'm so
right?
happy he answered immediately.
So this isn't happening until March, right? And frankly, my schedule fills up pretty quick month by month, right? So at the start of January, I knew that my January month is probably gonna get busy. Start of February, my month's probably gonna get busy.
Yeah.
So Avery schedules this with me 3 months out, right?
I do not mess around.
She doesn't mess around, but I knew that if I said, oh, the 17th, that is, you sure it's that night? I texted her back. I was like, I don't know if I can do that. She's like, are you fucking kidding
Like,
me?
you're fucking going.
And I was like,
I'm like,
no,
what if
just
we're gonna
kidding. It's on the
cancel?
calendar.
I'm literally showing up because my half marathon is 2 days after this concert. Guess what? I'm going to the concert. I have
Was
to
so
travel. I'll
funny.
travel to New York the next day and
Yeah.
hop on Sunday. I don't give a fuck. We are
It
seeing
was
Riley Green.
too easy to joke with you like
I
that.
was so pissed.
I was like,
I was
really?
like, now's not the time. Because also, I'm trying to buy Morgan Wallen tickets today, too. So a lot is happening.
I was like, Friday, March 17th? She was like, yes. I was like, oh.
Oh
Like, doesn't look good already.
I will fuck you up. If I have to drag you there by your hair, you are going.
All right. Bella Rose didn't want to be put down. So I guess I'm doing this with a dog today.
Cute. All right. Well, anyways, now that we established that I cannot take a joke.
To save your life. Under your head, you would never be able to take a joke.
Yeah. God, I don't know what goes on up here sometimes. I really can't.
Not jokes.
No. I can dish it. I cannot take it.
No. Oh, man.
That's so good. Wow. There hasn't been, like, a ton this week, especially because I feel like we were going to record earlier this week.
Yeah.
So we didn't have a lot.
Yeah, no, I didn't have too much, which is good because we have our first guest of the season today, and we will be playing that recording for you here in a moment. Okay. But yeah, no, I did not have much this week, and frankly, that's fine. We wrapped the hell out of the last 2 weeks, so that's nice.
We've been low-key like a hot mess.
If the hockey world can have a quiet week for once, that's nice.
Oh, can you imagine? But, I mean, there were a little bit. We obviously have a tiny little Hockey Canada update because now they're all of a sudden wanting to shut up about everything, which is really annoying.
Yeah. And a couple other updates. Obviously, some milestones that were hit. Pretty important ones. So,
lovely.
That.
Let's hit it.
So before we get into our, you know, guest for the week, oh my gosh, you guys are going to love her. She is such a sweetheart. So anyways, we'll get to that.
You'll love her too. Don't worry.
Yeah. So let's get into a little hockey recap for the week. I'll go first. Do you want me to hit all of my little page?
Yeah, why not?
Fuck it up. slay. So I messaged our guest yesterday, right? Because she posted on her story and she was like, oh, you know, finals passed, podcast recorded, Hotel Trivago. And I literally, when I tell you that made me giggle. But I sent her a message on that. All I said was slay. She messaged back, she goes, mega slay. I was like,
that's awesome. Honestly, I love her. Where'd my pen go? Here it goes.
Love it. Her. So I just, the fact that like slay has just become part of my.
It has always been part of your fucking everyday. Like,
yeah, vernacular.
Same as flop behavior.
Yeah, flop behavior.
Like it's just normal by now.
Yeah, it just flows so naturally. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
She was posing again. God,
this girl literally, like, she doesn't want to be put down. So I'm like, all right, well,
I wouldn't either. I'll be honest. Like, if I was a dog, I would just have someone hold me, like, all the time. Really, my dog does that too. And I'm like, absolutely. I will never put you down.
Absolutely. Let me just.
I know. He's always done all that. All right. Never. Right.
So hockey. That happened, you know, that thing that we are supposed to talk about.
that this so, is supposedly about, yeah.
Yeah, supposedly. Okay, really cool milestone, even though I obviously don't want to admit it because screw this guy, but Ovechkin reached 800 goals via a hat trick, by the way, which also just double fuck you.
Gross.
That just happened the other night, this week. So congrats to him. He is now pretty much like gonna beat Gretzky's. Like that's like the goal is to beat Gretzky's.
I thought he already did. Wasn't that the gag?
No. And that's kind of where this quote that I have comes in. Owner Ted, ooh, I'm probably going to say his name wrong. Ted Leonsis, I think is how you pronounce it. Leonsis, something like that. He was quoted saying the team won't rebuild with Ovechkin on the roster until like he beats this record, basically.
Interesting.
So.
I mean, good for him. I fucking hate it, but you know.
Yeah.
It's
basically,
history, so you got to appreciate it in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah. But basically, his whole point, he was like, I don't want to, you know, go through this whole rebuild. He was like, a rebuild is something that happens when, you know, you look at the fans and you say, no, we need to fix this. Bear with us. And he was like, we're not there yet. Like, we're, you know, we still, you know, Ovechkin is not going to be on, you know, like some fourth line while the younger guys that come in are taking up his playing minutes while he's chasing this record. So I was like, all right, I guess it's not the Washington Capitals. It's just Alexander Ovechkin, I guess.
Honestly, fuck the cap. So like one player, sure. Sure.
Yeah. I mean, like, I guess. So that was interesting.
How we're so casual about him, like about to beat Gretzky.
I know. I'm like, oh God.
We're and like, cool, but also fuck that dude.
I know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really love the attitude about it, but I mean, when you're scoring 800 goals and breaking records, I guess I would probably have,
yeah.
Or my team would probably have an interesting attitude about it too. So I don't know. And maybe it's not so much the team, just the owner, I guess, but
no,
to each their own.
Not my circus.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, next thing though, yeah, I was like, I'm just kind of hitting a recap. Next thing though, I think is hysterical, and I really hope this fucking happens. Ryan Reynolds met, I'm so excited to talk about this. Ryan Reynolds is in talks about becoming part of like a group ownership for the Senators.
I need it.
I think that's genius. I know, me too, Hoover. I think it's genius. The dog over here is just, he's starting to be a little talkative. So Ryan Reynolds, as we know already, businessman, you know, very an successful icon, but he already is a co-owner of a fifth tier English soccer club, Wrexham AFC. And
a company.
Huh?
This is a phone company.
Yeah, like literally like successful businesses, right?
Yeah.
So clearly the man's qualified. The only thing he doesn't have is enough money. So he like said, he was like,
I never would have guessed, I'll be real honest.
I know. Honestly, I was a little shocked.
Maybe
but
Blake just said no.
Huh?
Maybe Blake just said no.
I mean, maybe she might have been like, babe.
You know, he's probably like, so I can take some of the college tuition for the kids, and she's like, dude,
really, babe? Like,
that'd be so
no.
Funny. I love it.
Even Bettman, there's a quote here. Reynolds very much impressed us. Like, all right,
yeah, of course.
Bettman thinks he's qualified, which, like, frankly, so do I.
Has done right.
Yeah, I was like, honestly, like, if this happens, good on Bettman. Like, finally making good moves.
Oh, that's
but
good.
They'll be put up for sale. I wrote they will be put up for sale. So I guess this hasn't happened yet. They'll be put up for sale in November. I thought they already were.
Put I up thought for sale. They were.
Yeah.
I thought they were.
Listen, can I read my notes? Sometimes. Can no. I read them right now? No. So, but this is following the death of the longtime owner, Eugene Melnick, I believe is how you pronounce his name. So, very exciting for the Senators. So, I've been seeing a lot of, like, clips from Senators games lately, and it's been interesting. It's been a little, like, messy, I would say. They've been
middle child energy.
Yeah, very middle child energy. I'll try to find some of those clips and put them on the Instagram because they were something. A lot of collisions, a lot of like.
Oh my god! I saw that. We're like all three of them just ate shit.
Yeah.
I saw that. You know where I saw that? I saw that on TikTok this morning. Ridiculous.
Oh,
we were like, finally real, and we're dragging the fuck on.
No, but I honestly, I feel like
sorry, I genuinely think that's funny.
Yeah, I think it would be funny for the Senators to have Ryan Reynolds as a co-owner if they did
iconic.
This. I think that would be hysterical.
It'd be so good.
Hoping for the best in that. Okay. Other, frankly, I don't like, listen, I have a whole injury report here. I can give you a highlight reel. Flames, they've got injuries. Golden Knights, they've got injuries up the fucking wazoo right now. and Penguins, they've got two people out on. So frankly, I don't really care about that. Anyways.
Wow. That was great. Just everyone's hurt. And
everyone's hurt. Everyone's on. Hurting. Happy holidays. Time for pain.
Wow.
Middle of the season. I mean, frankly, we were talking about this. Golden Knights, they, as we all know, had a very rough season last year. Lots of injuries. But they started out the season not so great. So at least this season, they kind of started out okay. Like, okay enough that I feel like, okay, these injuries, like, aren't gonna sink them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I hope so.
We're keeping our fingers crossed.
Time will fucking tell.
Yeah, time will tell. Flames, though, oh my gosh. So Chris Tanev was helped off the ice after a slap shot to the head. Guess who did it? Nick Suzuki. Slap shot to the head. Man went down. So he was nothing. Like, yeah, I was like, honestly, all right. Good old Suzuki. We still love you. They did some like tests. Obviously, they came back negative, and so then he was able to travel back to Calgary for reevaluation. But I haven't seen any updates on that lately. So frankly, that's come and gone. So other than that, yeah, Golden Knights, they've lost. Eichel, he's out. Zach Whitecloud, Shea Theodore, and
still going. Hold on.
You're all good. And Pietrangelo is on a personal leave. So, oh, and possibly now Paul Cotter is injured.
Paul Cotter got hurt yesterday. End of yesterday's game.
Yeah, apparently.
Yesterday, I didn't fucking Thursday.
Yeah. So.
All right, I forgot to close my door and I realized that I heard the fire alarm beep again.
Oh, shout out to Erin
Lopez. Like, I gotta stop.
Still hasn't fixed her fire alarm.
I know.
Still can't make a joke.
I know. Dude, Aaron has been like low-key roasting me. It's hilarious.
But you know what? It's deserved. It's earned.
Yeah. It, I mean.
I yeah. Love it.
It's great. Aaron. Dude's
other than that, the
best life right now.
Oh, yeah. My last and final note that I wrote down, which is really great news. I'm very happy to say this. Chris Letang scores in his third game since his stroke.
Fuck yeah. So,
very happy for him. Happy that he's had this like really good turnaround. So more for Chris Letang. I'm happy.
I love it. So good. You mentioned milestones. There's one that I really, really, really want to talk about. Just real quick. One of my favorite people, David Perron.
Oh,
1,000 games.
I thought you were going to say Mitch Marner, but okay. Come on, Perron.
We'll talk about Mitchell enough. We will always talk about Mitchell. But David Perron, my original, like, heartthrob, first man I ever cried over. Like, I...
The first heartbreak.
Love him. He hit 1,000 games, and it was so exciting. Oh,
I didn't even realize he was close to 1,000 games. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's fucking sick. It's so good. So, good old Aaron Logan was there, presented the stick and everything, took pictures. I responded to it because I was like, holy shit, love my life. Yeah. He was like, who, to Perron? I was like, dude, yeah. And he goes, oh, you mean this guy? And sends a picture of them together. And I was like, you bitch.
Oh my God, the way that I would scream.
I was like, are you kidding?
Oh, wow. Good for Aaron Logan.
Aaron looked fine as fuck, always. So good.
Oh, but he man. I love the way that Aaron Logan is just like, oh, you mean this?
Literally, literally. And I was like, wow, like just beautiful, like so fine as fuck. And he was like, even my girlfriend gave him an extra like up and down. And I was like, hell yeah, good for her. That's what I said. I was like, same, I would. Are you kidding?
If y'all aren't following Aaron Logan, you need to look up Heritage Sticks Co. On Instagram.
Not an extra. And I think it's just Heritage Stick Co.
Oh, I thought it was.
Hold tight. Because one time we said it wrong and he got onto us.
I know, I did.
Crazy. Yo, Instagram is so stupid. At Heritage Stick Co. No, no.
Oh, okay, yeah, no S. No S. Thank you. Because
Really?
I for some reason I keep thinking that it sticks multiple, but just
Not
one.
just one.
Singular. Just
Just
one. Yeah, follow him and also Logan Sports Group on Instagram as well.
Why I'm like choking. Jesus.
I know, me too. Listen, I'm like chugging water over here.
I've already had like a
Big.
full Yeti full of water. This is not my morning. I have a migraine. It's off the wall. But anyway, great. We already talked about Ryan Reynolds. Hockey Canada.
A baby update.
Baby, little baby update. And it's just, I'm only mentioning it just because it kind of pissed me off.
Yeah.
Just enough. Just enough. It's not even really news, but apparently Gary Bettman said that the NHL is in the home stretch of the investigation of the 2018 World Junior incident. And I was
Oh.
like, excuse me?
What does that mean? Home
I don't
stretch.
know. I was like, bitch, we haven't heard anything. What are you talking about? Like, talking about the NHL, you know?
Yeah.
Just kidding. But apparently, the lawyers representing the group of players that involved in that incident is saying that the league should not discipline those players.
Well, of course he's going to say that. He's their lawyer.
I know, but like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. I'm like, listen, I've been on
Got
a
me fired up.
Unrelated. I've been on a Law and Order binge while I've been dog sitting right now,
Love Law and
and
Order.
obviously, the lawyer defending them is going to defend them and say you shouldn't punish them. You blah blah blah. They're okay. Like obviously, that's his job.
Don't care. I'm bitter. I'm bitter. Fucked
It
up.
does. I mean, I don't think it's right,
No,
but
it's
that's
not.
yeah.
Anyways, so that's literally all that was shown, like has shown up,
I
which was
wonder
absolutely
why would
wild.
Ben even bother saying that?
I
We're in the
know.
home.
And that's why I was like, what? Like, what's the fucking, like, why, Gary? What did you discover? What do you know
Yeah,
that
like,
we don't?
I hope they release like a full like, okay, well, this is
I
what we found.
want all the fucking tea. And once it's all out, once it's all done, you bet your ass we're having an entire Hockey Canada episode. We are rehashing everything. I cannot
Just
fucking
the
wait until that day.
whole.
My criminal psychology class is like coming out. Connor's gonna be so fucking proud.
Oh wow.
Oh yeah. So that's all I have for Hockey Canada, except yesterday. Team USA versus Team Canada, women's Olympic
Rivalry.
teams at Dollar-Loan Center Arena. Oh my God.
Iconic.
I was so fucking excited. Like, I bought this. I was so fucking pumped. Of course, I'm still wearing it. It's like, I also just was like, I'm in pajamas and I needed a shirt, so I grabbed it. But,
For those of you not watching and listening, she bought a USA
oh
jersey.
yeah, sorry. This is a
I
podcast.
was
This is a podcast. I forgot because we're on Zoom. Man, fuck
like,
Zoom. Anyways, dude, my patriotic ass was thriving. I was having so much fun. All the USA chants were going, and I've never done one of those fucking USA chants. So I was like, this is awesome. Like, it was so
love
great. Until it was actually a really close game, too.
Yeah,
Like, it was
it's
really fucking close. Hillary Knight, I forget who scored the first. No, okay, here's what happened. First goal for Team USA, Amanda Kessel. The amazing fucking thing is that right as that she went into like and fucking scored, Phil Kessel scored for the Golden Knights. They scored within the same like few seconds of each other and they had no idea. How
I think
fucking
that's
cool is that?
I really hope that when she got back to the bench, someone was like, "Your brother just scored
I
too."
know. I'm like, that's what happened. 'Cause I was like, the lady next to me was keeping up with the Golden Knights score on her phone. And so because my tweets apparently were coming in ahead of hers, it was like 3-0, Phil Kessel scores for Golden Knights. And I was like, oh, cool. Look at Phil Kessel, you know, showing her.
Yeah.
She's so excited. And then we look up, Amanda Kessel scores. And I was like, please tell me that's who I
Let's
think it
shut
is.
up.
I was like, please tell me that's who I think it is. And even the guy next to me was like, wait, that's pretty fucking cool. I was like, dude, I know.
That's so sick.
It was so sick. Canada then came, scored 2 goals. Not gonna, I'll be real honest. I don't know who the fuck scored them. Fuck Canada. Fuck Hockey Canada.
Yeah,
No.
frankly.
No. But Hillary Knight came, you know, major girl crush, love her. She tied the game 2-2 for USA. Obsessed with her. She is so much cuter in person. I sound like such, like, oh God, major girl crush. I just love her. So amazing. Like, I took a picture of her on the glass because I was right there saying hi to some of the people I work with. And I was like, oh my God, she's right here. Like, oh my gosh. I was like, oh my God, it's Hillary Knight. And the guy I work with was like, oh my God, I love her. And I was like, bitch, me too. So funny. But she came, tied the game. And then it was Sarah Nurse with maybe like only a few minutes left, I believe, in the third period, came and scored for Canada and won the game. And it was really depressing. But damn.
Well,
but I was still, I was like chicken scratch when I came home. I was like, love
there's
it.
Still one more game in that series?
I believe so. I don't think that was the end of it. Someone said it was a 4-game series and this was the 4th game, but I thought I heard that they were going to LA next week and playing at Crypto, which I fucking hate calling it Crypto. It will always be Staples Center to me.
Gross.
But what the? Sorry, I have the news on. It's just on silent. And I look over and the headline is like, Virginia parents furious over Satan club school meeting. Jeez, that just shocked the fuck out of me. Anyways, back to Hockey Canada. Fuck Hockey Canada. I was pissed, especially after that. But like, I'll be real honest. I definitely tried to hit on a guy who was like a Canada fan because he was really freaking cute and he was not having it.
Well, yeah, I mean.
I mean, yeah, but also I was like, fuck you. Fuck Canada. Who cares? They weren't even, like, they literally came from Canada to watch the game. I was like, this is, wait, you guys do this? Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, people do that.
Yeah. But Aaron Logan was, like, making fun of it. Because I was like, oh, he was asking how the game was and stuff. Or, like, how many people were there and all this. And I mentioned that. And he was like, oh, my God, I'm so proud of you. He was like, you're hitting for the Canada fan? Good for you. That's, like, that a girl. I was like, it didn't work. Clearly, it didn't fucking go well. But
all that character development.
Okay, so wait, what did he look like? And I'm like an off-brand Trevor Zegras. That's what he looked like.
Okay.
Really fucking tall too. He's actually kind of cute. Like, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't have hit on him otherwise.
Yeah, but you know, he was lame and Canadian. So.
Well, Canada won, USA lost that game. So that's a real loss for us all.
Honestly, I was like, dude, I'm so patriotic. I'm having a great time. Everyone is like showing up for America. And I was like, wow, this is so amazing. And then we fucking lose? I was pissed. Yeah. So mad. But I got a cool poster out of it.
Nice. And a jersey.
And a jersey. Love it. It was fun.
I
love
it. 10 out of 10. Well, I think that covers everything in our like recap, our little like highlight reel, right, Bella Rose? Right.
I think so. Oh, I will say real quick, as of last night, the Ducks are no longer last in the league. It goes Blackhawks and then the Ducks.
Yes. Okay. And it's a good thing you say that because in our interview that we're about to play, that wasn't the case. Anaheim was last in the league and then it was Chicago. Yeah. So
interviewed her yesterday afternoon.
Yeah. So standings have changed since. So bear that in mind that when you hear that later, that was previous.
Yeah. But now, oh my gosh, our very first guest of the season. I'm excited. I met her during the auditions for my current job. And she's a writer for her own hockey blog, which is The Skate Session, and for UNLV Hockey.
Good old Kelly Johnson. Give it up. Let's go.
Oh my gosh. We are so excited. We would like to welcome writer for the Skate Session blog and UNLV Hockey, Kelly Johnson.
How's it going?
Hi. Welcome. First guest of the season.
I know. Are you so excited?
Oh, I'm excited. I'm hyped.
Oh my gosh, it's going to be so fun. I will say, do you want to hear something funny that I actually just realized?
Yes.
You have the same name as one of my favorite people from Below Deck.
Oh my God, you do.
I didn't realize that until right now as I was saying it. I was like, oh my God.
Iconic. Oh my gosh.
Never seen the show, but I'll take the honor.
He's really cute. Trust me. It's a great thing.
He's a cutie.
Oh,
Ooh,
he's
we
so
love
cute. We love Below Deck Kelly.
We love
We love you
Kelly.
too, don't worry.
Yeah.
Oh, I love y'all too. Oh my God.
Awesome.
Well,
So Kelly, hi, welcome on.
how's it going?
Tell us kind of how you got like into hockey. Like, give us, I mean, because Avery and I have talked about like our background of like, oh, we watched it, I went to a Wranglers game, all that boring stuff. So you give us your backstory.
So growing up, I grew up here in Vegas, never really exposed to hockey, never even knew like the Wranglers existed. But like 2013, NBC, they were like broadcasting the Stanley Cup, and my parents are from Chicago, so they're big Chicago everything sports fans. So it was like that was like kind of like a rough time in my life, and then they started broadcasting the Stanley Cup final. So my mom and I would sit down and watch it, and then the first game I like really remember like actually paying attention to was the game where the Hawks scored 2 goals in 17 seconds and actually won the cup that game.
Dang.
So that was kind of like my start, and then we started watching more hockey. I kind of got my parents more into it the more I got into it. We ended up going to a Wranglers game. Now I work at the Silver Knights practice arena and I write for UNLV.
Wait, you work at Lifeguard?
Yeah.
How did I not know that?
That's awesome.
Wow. I'll be seeing you there Sunday. I don't know if
What
you're on.
do you do at Lifeguard Arena, if I'm allowed to ask? I don't even know if that's like NDA stuff, but
I'm in the operations, so like I handle like skate rentals, making sure people are following the rules during open skates, cleaning and helping with the Zambonis and stuff.
nice. That's awesome.
Have you ever driven a Zamboni?
I've backed it out a few times, so
So yes.
yes, gonna learn
Love
how to.
that.
I'm like, I don't know why that seems so exciting to me, but it
No,
does.
that really does seem so exciting. I'm like, one of these days, I gotta get on that Zamboni.
It's pretty cool, I will say.
That's awesome.
That's so sick.
Sorry.
So,
So since the Wranglers game, how many hockey games have you been to? Like pro, college, AHL, all of it.
I can't think of a number. All I can think of is a lot.
A lot.
I love
Yeah.
that. Honestly, I don't even blame you. I got asked that one time, like at a Golden Knights game, and I was like, dude, I couldn't tell you.
Like at least two.
Yeah,
I know
at
that.
least two.
it. But do you have, since there have been a ton, I'm assuming there may not be just one, there might be several. Do you have any like favorite moments from any games or like any specific games that you like loved more than others?
Well, okay. I have a few. Recently, what was it? Last Thursday, UNLV played San Diego State.
Ooh.
And a few of my friends and I, so we're all in like college marching band, and we went down to San Diego for the football game against San Diego State. We lost. We got chirped to death. So
Oh no.
the hockey team was playing, I was like, sent it to our group chat. I was like, all right, guys, this game's personal. So it was a group of like five of us. We went there. Didn't know it was like $2 beer night until like a few days before, after we already planned it. I was the DD. It was San Diego State lost 15 to nothing. Like their poor goalie got pulled in the third after like 15 goals. It was
Wow.
brutal on them. My
Pulled in
friend,
the third? What
how
a.
do you wait 15 goals to pull your goalie?
I don't know. Their coach sucks.
What a last minute, like, yeah, I
Damn.
guess we'll just pull the goalie now.
Damage is already done.
Yeah, it was
We've
like
already
4 minutes
lost.
left, and then they pulled the goalie. It's how do you do that?
Damn.
Did they change goalies?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I was gonna say, if they just kept that one in the entire, oh God, they just kept that one in the entire fucking time. Oh, that would have been embarrassing.
Yeah, no, it was brutal. My friends were chirping the other goalie. And then they started just chirping San Diego State. And one of the guys on San Diego State who they were chirping, like, thought it was hilarious. So we were like, all right, you're cool, you're cool.
Pass the
They also kept typing up UNLV's goalie, and then like during the first period, every time they'd like stop, like my friends, they'd just start dancing, after, those $2 beers. And they kept cheering him on, and then he even joined in. Oh my, like,
That's
we're
so
just
good.
looking over to see him, like, the goalie, like this a little bit. So
That's
funny.
Oh my God, I love that.
Yeah.
Have you heard, like, what are some of your, I didn't even like think, I didn't write this question down earlier, but you just made me think of it. What are some of like your favorite student section chirps that you've ever heard, or like chants or anything like that? Because I saw a video recently where this student section was bullying this poor goalie, calling him a sieve. And I was like, they were like, he's letting him in all night, he's a sieve, blah, blah, blah. I was like, ooh, damn.
Well, okay, coming from marching band for like football and basketball, we get pretty harsh with our chirps.
Yeah.
Like, especially during football games. We had a time where like we were getting ready to do like a show or pregame show, and one of those this tr one trumpet player was just, jokingly chirping the other team, and their kicker told this other dude who didn't even say anything to F off, just out of the blue. So the entire time we just kept chirping that kicker, like saying, you're short for 5'11" or you're short for 6 foot.
Not the kicker. Bye.
It was so bad. Every time he kicked, I'd boo him. Like, even if it was a practice kick, it'd just be boo.
I love it. Oh my God. Of course, it's the kicker.
I love that.
The one job he has.
The way that like student sections will research and like
They go
pull out, like
hard.
they go hard when it comes
They
to
go hard.
chirping. Yeah, I'm huge in college football, so that part I totally understand.
There was
Yeah.
on that video that I saw, there were some goalies that commented underneath it, and they were like, honestly, this would be my 13th reason. The one comment was like, honestly, like there would be a tear mixed in with the sweat under my mask. And I was
God, just hide the crying, hide the pain.
like,
Yeah, that's
oh.
valid. That's
Yeah. I
so
love it. I love student section chirping. I think it's so, honestly, like it goes hard.
it's harsh. They don't hold back. Like, we can only resort to so many, like, as NHL fans.
As
You
a
know, our
fan.
favorite was like just generally just like, oh yeah, you're last in the league, sit down. Like, obviously it's like you're losing, like shut up. Like, easy stuff.
You're last
Oh
in
yeah.
the
Every now and then you can get some good ones, but you can't totally go hard the way that college hockey fans do, like student sections.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's
Yeah.
awesome.
Frankly, it would just start fights.
There
I said,
was
frankly, it would just start fights
one trick.
if like fans did it. Like
Yeah.
that wouldn't be good. Students can get away with it.
Yeah, they can. They totally can.
One of my friends, one of my friends who I went to the San Diego State game with, he's Jewish for context. And this one's pretty funny. So all my friends, we're all sitting in this row together right up against the glass. Every one of them's yelling like, "Man, you guys need Jesus at this point." My friend and I look at each other, look to my Jewish friend and go, "You know it's really bad when the Jewish one is saying you need Jesus."
That's priceless.
I think that's my new favorite. It
Wow. Also,
was
I love how Carson and I both just went down. Oh
immediately
my
dead. Oh, that's iconic.
Yeah,
That's
band
awesome.
kids do it. Band kids go hard with chirps.
I love it.
I mean, they make up whole
I can
chants.
totally hear, I think. Like,
Oh,
we have
yeah.
like student section fans or like students. I don't really think I've ever heard, like, take Ole Miss, for example, because that's, you know, my team, my college team. Like, I don't think I ever really focus on what like the band is saying when they're not playing. You know what I mean? Like, we don't hear that. I hear the other student section, you know?
Definitely should, because every time like the refs make a bad call, we make ref chants and they escalate quickly. They go from 0 to 100. Like we start off with, "I'm blind, I'm deaf, I want to be a ref."
Heard it. Love that one. A classic.
And then it escalates pretty quickly up to, you know, the ref beats his wife.
Only student sections. Only student sections.
Yeah, I don't participate in that one, but I just start
Literally
getting
0 to 100. Holy
really.
shit. Oh my God.
That's so good, man.
Wow. So, wow. That one got me. Oh my God.
What
I'm like, how do I get out of that?
segue. That's so
Oh
good.
my gosh. Oh man. Okay, well.
Wow. So speaking of college hockey, Kirsten,
So,
how do you
anyway,
move on from that?
I don't know. Okay, so you said you went to a San Diego game. That's great. Wait, I didn't even notice. I was looking up the rankings earlier today, and UNLV is fourth in our division right now, which is iconic. I don't have a question for that, I guess. I just wanted to
It's
point
pretty sick.
it out.
Pretty sick.
No, like, how
Shout
do
out
you,
Flandy.
what?
Shout out Flandy.
Yeah, shout out, go Flanders. what are your thoughts so far on like the season? Because last year y'all UNLV made it to the third round, I want to say, of the national championship. So like, we're about halfway through the season. How are we feeling? You think championships in the reach again?
Oh, definitely. I mean, if we can like come back and just absolutely destroy Liberty, that'd be great.
Okay.
But yeah, we're stacked this year. Especially if you watch, if you look at like the recaps for, the San Diego State game, the Canisius game. Like those games were like really high scoring games. We have a lot of good goal scorers, even like those who like don't who get like scratched here and there, like everyone on the team has something to offer, and it's definitely something that is going to push them to a championship.
Nice. Do you think they'll go farther than third round this year? Because it was third. I want to say it was third round, but I remember. I
Yeah.
think.
Oh, definitely.
Love it. We love to see it.
Like,
The few UNLV games that I've gone to, I think Avery, you went with me to one.
I went to both the
Yeah.
DCU.
Right.
Is this Carson DCU?
What?
Carson, you went to GCU.
I did. I
She's a
did.
traitor at these games.
Yeah.
I know.
Honestly, they lost pretty hard last
They
year. They
really
lost
did.
so bad. I was like, oof, come on, Lopes. Get it together better. Like no, but the few games that I've been to, like you're spot on there, like high scoring. Definitely a lot of good, really good goal scorers on UNLV's team. Like they're just stacked when it comes to scoring.
It seems like there's a lot of depth for sure.
Yeah.
It'll take them far. I'm excited.
Definitely.
It's time for us
Definitely.
to go to UNLV games again, though. We haven't been since those two.
I know. Can't get my schedule worked out.
No, dude, have you met me?
I
Same.
know.
We're
Kelly, are you at like because like we mentioned, you're a writer, right? For the team. So are you like at pretty much all the games? Like home, away, or is it mainly home games?
I'm mainly home games. Sometimes it's like, do I want to do media today? Like, if I'm going with, like, if I'm just going to the game just to go to the game, then I'll do media just so I can, like, oh, take notes, get like cool, like special access, hang out with the media people.
Nice.
If I'm going with my friends, Like I did for the San Diego State game, I'll just like, nah, I'll take a break today. I'll write a recap. Maybe I'll write a recap later. But I mainly do like end of like, I mainly do like game recaps. Like I try to come up with like a witty title. I was for my San Diego State one that I like until finals happened, I was gonna write, I was gonna call it Not a State because that's an inside joke my friends and I have.
Yeah, I keep seeing that on like other posts as well. They're like, San Diego's not a state. I'm like, okay.
Honestly, I'm so on board with it. I love
I kind of am too.
it. Like, fuck San Diego.
Yeah, San Diego's not a state. I don't know why they call it San Diego State. It's not a
Like,
state, though.
that's so dumb.
there was another one. So I've got here the current like ranking for NCAA at the moment. Like if they were to start going into Frozen Four like and playoffs right now, like this is kind of what the ranking would be. And I noticed on here St. Cloud State, which I've obviously heard of before, but I was like, that's not a state. What are we doing? Why are we giving all these state titles to
I don't know why people do that. I think it's so dumb.
I
For real,
think
it's like naming a college here Las Vegas State.
right.
Not a state.
It's so.
We have Nevada State College, but we do not like why are we get why we wouldn't say Los or Reno State.
Yeah, it's like.
Wouldn't be a thing.
Right.
I don't like it. I don't like it. It just bothers me. Like, it's one of those things.
So what title did you end up with for your San Diego state article instead?
Oh, I'm still going. I'm think I'm still going with not a state. Like Rebels sweep SDSU 15-0 or
Yes. Nice.
something along the lines of that.
Drag
I love
them.
that. So is sports journalism kind of like the path that you're like on at the moment? Love that. Love that. Are you hoping to kind of like are you hoping to like stay with hockey or are there other sports that you're like, ooh, like maybe I would be a writer for that? Like I would go into that if I got the opportunity.
I want to stick to hockey just because it's like the f sport that I'm surrounded by, and like I'm already working in the sport, so it's like might as well just
Yeah.
keep the career going. Want to be a writer mainly, but I'd also think it'd be I think it'd be cool if I was like a social media person,
Ooh, definitely.
it would
Like
seem
working.
cool.
Love that.
Yeah.
But you like more of like the behind the scenes, like well, like we said, like writer, social media. Would you do any like broadcasting or anything like that, or just mainly like behind the scenes?
I think I could do broadcasting. My mom, like I've talked to my parents about this too. My mom says I do have a voice. I do know what I'm talking about. Like, don't know. I could be good at whatever.
Definitely. Oh
I
my
think
gosh,
it'd be
I
so
would
dope.
love it.
So dope. And it's stuff that like honestly we need to see more of because we have like one of the favorites that was here for a few years, like Ali Lozov. She was amazing with the Golden Knights. We love her. Now she's with the Ducks and she's crushing it. Like stuff like that, I think would be so cool to just see more women do it.
But on the writer's side, one of my favorites is Emily Kaplan with ESPN.
Love
And I'm
her.
like, here's Kelly coming in as the next M good old Miss Kaplan or Mrs. I don't know, Miss Kaplan over there at ESPN.
She's awesome. I think it'd be so dope to see you like go that far. I think you totally could.
Oh, thanks.
That's another fun thing though, is something we've talked about like at length on this podcast. Always comes up. It's never gonna go away. Not anytime soon, I don't think, is our experience as like female hockey fans and now working in sports. Like, granted, I'm the entertainment side of it, but it still happens. Is like the issues that we face and the insults that we face, and we don't know what we're talking about, and you just have to stand there and look pretty, and you're here for the guys, like all that kind of stuff. And like the ways that we've dealt with it or handled it. Has that ever happened to you? Or
Oh yeah,
you had issues
definitely.
like that as well?
Yeah, definitely. Mainly like on social media, like if I see a post and like I comment something, like I could comment a joke. And people would be like, oh, like, you don't know what you're talking about. And I'm like, guys, it's a joke.
That's the worst. It really
Yeah.
is.
It's always when it's a joke and they like people this whole like I've been having this conversation a lot lately. People just have no sense of humor and like there's just a lack of personality in the world at the
Right.
moment.
Oh my
Like
gosh.
just take the joke.
Yeah, that too. But it's also just like we're definitely, as female hockey fans and now working in sports, like we're definitely not treated the same. Like men
Definitely.
fans can show up, wear any guy's jersey, and this whole like they're the biggest fans, they're allowed to be, and they know every stat. It's like, but when we do that, it's like, okay, but do you really? Like we're questioned all the time,
Yeah, like
you know?
quiz.
We're quizzed, we're talked down to, just insulted all the time. Like the amount of times we've been called like a puck bunny, obnoxious, ridiculous.
Same.
Has that stuff happened to you too?
Oh yeah. There's this team that plays at lifeguard, their junior team. They play at lifeguard and City National. One of their guys like started coaching, and at first like I really like could not talk, like I'm not a big fan of the team. Like they've treated them and like some of the other teams they've played have like treated our staff like pretty poorly. And like on one of my like private stories on Snap, I made a joke. I was like, oh, one of these guys is now a coach here. Like, I'm gonna scream. And this one kid who's like he's a player, he responded and he was like, oh, you're just jealous that they're older than you. I'm like, dude, they're literally my age range. Like
It's
you're dumb.
so that's not even a good like comeback or
Like
anything like
of all things to say,
you're
that's what you're gonna pick. Like, how dumb.
just jealous that they're older of you. That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah. Dude, I
That's
don't
how
like
far.
the team, first of all.
Yeah, like I don't like them.
Yeah. Else, it's like that's how far people will reach to try and like knock you down a peg because you know your shit and you're a girl in sports. Like, it's this whole freaking thing and it's just like so obnoxious.
For real.
Something we all so sadly have to deal with.
Literally. Okay. So I kind of have run out of questions. So I think maybe it's time for a game.
Oh my God, is it game time? Game
I
time.
think it's game time.
Is it the fun one? It's the fun one.
I think it's gonna be really fun and honestly really playing into this whole Puck Bunny talk
Oh,
that we're going
that's
that we've got going on right
perfect.
now because the game is my own take on Smash or Pass. NHL
NHL edition.
edition.
Sounds good.
So basically it's like a mix of Smash or Pass and Would You Rather, basically. So I'm gonna give each of us, we're all gonna play. I've got five rounds. I'm gonna give two names and you choose one to smash, one to pass. And this is like totally like
This is
let's
so
just
fun.
like assume that no one's married, there's no relationships in a perfect world, smash or pass. Okay.
Love it.
All right. Round one. Smash or pass, Tyler Seguin or Jamie Benn? This one's kind of for Avery.
Look. Ah, oh, damn. Smash Tyler Sagan, obviously.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, it's
Oh.
all the tattoos.
So we're passing on Jamie Benn. Oh,
Yeah.
Avery's passing on Jamie Benn.
I absolutely
What about you, Kelly?
That's a good one because like I'm not like a big fan of either. I've seen videos of like Tyler Sagan like purposely shooting a puck at the glass to knock over some girl's beer just so she
Yeah.
fire one. I don't know. He seems like a guy who would, you know, go out of his way to let you know that he likes you. So I would say Tyler Sagan.
Wow, I'm outnumbered. Oh my,
Oh no.
I was gonna say Jamie Benn.
For what
Oh
reason?
I don't, I just, frankly, I like the way he looks better than I like the way Tyler Sagan looks.
A little shocked.
Purely surface level.
I have tea on Jamie Benn that I'm not gonna say here. I'll text you it later, but it might change your mind.
Ooh, all right, fair enough, fair enough.
Whoop, yep.
All right, I'm sending this one to this next one. I'm going Kelly first. We got to think about this one. Alexander Wenberg or Gabriel Landeskog?
That's a good one. That's tough.
What are your instincts telling you?
I don't know. I don't know. My gut's going Landeskog on this one.
Ooh. Okay, that's, yeah.
Yep.
New Avery would be, yeah. Oh.
Smash the Swedish Dill every time.
Both Swedish.
Huh?
They're both Swedish.
Well, Landeskog is the Swedish Dill. I've been calling him that since like day one. It's not going to change.
Fair enough. I am once again outnumbered. Alexander Wenberg.
Are you fucking kidding me? What is wrong with you?
Have you seen him? He's so pretty. Surface level. We're keeping it so surface level here. Okay, this one might be very, it's either going to be a soft toss or it's going to be very divisive.
Oh, shit.
Trevor Zegras or Jack Hughes? I'm putting the besties up against each other, frankly.
Okay. I guess I'll go. Zegras.
Slay.
Dude is my celebrity crush. I don't know. He seems like a great guy.
Oh my God, I love him.
The golden retriever energy in that boy is so strong.
Off the charts.
No thoughts. Just hockey.
But yes, I also say Trevor Zegras.
I also as well. It seems that we're a united front, ladies.
Yeah. Obsessed. How could you?
I love it.
No, Jack Hughes does not even compare.
Round four, we're hitting the younger crowd again. Cole Caulfield or Cale Makar?
Huh. You got me on this one.
Huh?
You got me on this one.
Oh, I know. And I knew I would. I know I'm going to get Avery with this one.
Kelly, what about you?
I'm gonna be controversial on this one. I'm gonna go Cole Caulfield. He's part of the reason I wanted to go to Wisconsin, and I love Wisconsin in general. But like knowing that like cool like a bunch of players who get drafted are from Wisconsin, went to that college. Mm-hmm. I can't talk. Oh my gosh.
Fine.
And you know, seeing how they're able to succeed and like in such a cool like environment, plus the school seems cool, I ended up getting accepted into Wisconsin, and one of my friends commented on the post that I made on my spam account that I got in, and he was like, oh yeah, Cole Caulfield would love this.
Oh my God, honestly, I'm so that. Here for it.
Yeah, wait, so why didn't you, if you don't mind me asking, why didn't you go to Wisconsin?
I cannot afford it.
Fair. Yep. That's exactly why I didn't go to a school in Wisconsin as well. Been there.
Gotta love college.
Oh man. Oh my gosh. Wait, I love that.
Thinking. So Carson, you answer. I'm still considering all the options. Like
for me, I think I'm gonna have to go Cale.
Oh.
I listen, and don't get me wrong, I love Cole Caulfield. Another goal. But he's just too like cute. I don't think I could. Like you're too like crush. I just want to pinch his cheeks. That's what I like. That's what I would like, and then pass.
Wow. And you're not gonna like this. I think I'm leaning towards Cole Caulfield.
Once again outnumbered, and you know what, that's okay.
But also, like, you remember the fucking sandbagger, like,
yeah.
You remember his nickname.
You've watched that, right, Kelly? I mean, we've talked about it, yeah. Ad nauseum on this.
Like, y'all remember Cole Caulfield's nickname?
Avery's a big fan of that sandbagger. It's episode
so funny. It's the best. We love a sandbagger.
Awesome. Okay, my last one, and this one, I think it just was a personal, I needed this one in there, and I think, I already know who Avery's going to say, but Roman Josi or Henrik Lundqvist. That's a mic drop now.
I don't know. After that, you know, controversial haircut, I don't know if I can do Yossi, huh?
Okay. It's a free haircut. Let's talk about this. Hold on.
That's amazing. That's so good.
I'll give you that, Kelly. I knew that the haircut would come up.
I got you for that. I got
you. You got me there. I mean, that really, I might have shed a tear over that one. I'm not gonna lie. Just one single one. One single tear. It was a loss. We're mourning. We are in mourning.
Wow.
It was a national tragedy.
Genuinely.
Didn't he or something?
Hilarious.
Wait, what was that, Kelly?
I showed like the post the Predators made with like the Tampa Bay tree, and my mom thought it was so hilarious.
No, I mean, the Predators really milked, like, their media team really milked that loss. They were like, we're going to get some PR out of this.
That's so fucking funny. I loved it.
Oh, yeah.
I completely forgot. Didn't he like, buzz it or something?
Not really buzz it, but it's shorter.
Matt Barzal cutting his hair.
I was going to say the one person that I didn't put on this list that I was going to was going to be Matt Barzal, but I didn't know who to put him up against. And frankly, with the haircut, I guess I could have done. Yeah, it was like Battle of the Haircut, Roman Yossi versus Matt Barzal.
You could have done that because obviously I picked Lundqvist.
Yeah. Okay. We'll do that then. Battle of the Haircut. Smash or pass, Roman Yossi, Matt Barzal.
Now I'm stumped.
I don't know. I haven't seen Barzal's haircut, but I guess I'll go Barzal.
Hold on. I got you, girl.
Like, it's broken.
Oh, no.
It's I said
Carson, and Carson was like, I'm so here for it. And I was like, are you fucking blind?
I kind of was here for it. I'm not going to lie.
Like, I'm not. I'm against it. I miss his hair. His hair was like half of his personality.
See, and that's facts. But
that's not what I said. But okay. I still gotta pick Matt Barzal, I'll be honest. If we're doing haircuts, I gotta pick Matt Barzal.
Really? I'm shocked.
I love that man. When I went to Islanders games, like on the glass at the Coliseum before they moved arenas, dude kept staring, and I'm like, okay, Barzy.
Why can I not find this?
I was on the opposite side too, and I was like, yep.
I'm like, all right.
Love it.
Hold on, the picture is right here.
Did you go bald or something?
I mean, practically.
Close enough.
Might as well be. It's so disappointing.
I'm trying to not get like the glare. Oof.
So sad.
I have to look at Yossi's again because frankly.
Show me his too when you find it. Because now I'm curious. I remember it happening. I don't remember what it looks like. But also, I just objectively think that Matt Barzal is hotter, just, you know, as a whole. Maybe it's just me.
That's frankly just you on that one. I don't know. I'm just kidding. I don't know if that's...
You love Barzy and you know it.
I do. But Yossi's got a special place in my heart. He snuck in and I said, wow, welcome. So this was... Oh, God. Right. Okay, so this was pre-haircut, right? Kind of long, kind of needed, frankly, needed a haircut. Yes. This is post-haircut. If you can
did himself 30. Respectfully, though.
I think he did better than Barzy. I don't know. Barzy went, which, frankly, and I liked Barzy's. I was like.
Barzy looks like he's going into the fucking military.
Barzy, Kelly, have you ever watched One Tree Hill?
No.
Damn it. Okay. I'm going to need you guys to watch at least a couple episodes of season 3 of One Tree Hill because he's giving season 3, Barzal is giving Nathan Scott season 3 haircut, which frankly, we applaud. Best haircut of that man's life.
I don't know. See, you sent me pictures of that character and or like gifts or whatever when this all happened. And I was like, I'm not feeling it.
That's fair. So wait, but you're still going Barzy?
Yeah, just generally, I think he's hotter.
All right. Kelly, I might have missed it. Who are you going for?
I think I still might just go with Barzal. They both seem like cool guys.
Word.
And I totally thought you were going to throw Saros in there. I'll be honest. That's what I expected.
Well, I couldn't be that selfish.
You could have done like, okay, what if it was like Yossi and Saros? I would have loved to see you stress over that.
No, but see, I made the game. So this was me coming for you.
Well, you did great.
Kelly, who is, or what is, who, I don't know how to phrase this question. What are your favorite NHL teams? I guess I would say, like, give me like a top three.
I would say I have a top five, but I don't really have a fifth team. I'll go top four. Top four. Chicago, because I grew up watching them, so they played a pivotal role in my life. Vegas, because I live in Vegas. Carolina. I started getting into them when Tara Vining got traded to them, and then I was just like, I like Carolina.
Yes,
I like it.
And then Anaheim for four, because
love it.
Mainly because of Zegras, but they also have a lot of good young players that
Trevor Zegras.
Yeah.
Are pretty cool.
Definitely.
That's her favorite.
So as I was researching names to put into this list, one kept popping up from Chicago, actually. So I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna wrap this up with one final round. I just have to think of another name to put him up against.
I'm like, now I'm trying to think too, just for funsies.
I know. I literally like just came on the spot and I was like, oh, okay, great. And then I was like, wait a damn minute. I still need a name to put him up against. From either, I kind of want to do it from like the top four teams that you just listed.
Oh, I just sent you one.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
I'm surprising you. I'm trying to help.
That's a soft toss. I would.
Okay. Is it really? I don't know who you're thinking of.
Yeah, no, that's okay. If we change it, we change it. All right. Kelly, this one's for you. Smash or pass. Patrick Kane or Zegras? That's a soft toss.
I'm going to have to go with Zegras. I grew up watching Kane. Like, Kane was like a childhood hero to me.
Fair.
Give like much more respect to Kane, because like he did play a pivotal role in like my childhood and growing up and stuff like that. And then, you know, Zegras, I like recently just started watching since the World Juniors that one year. So
fair enough. Love that. Okay, well, that wraps up Smash or Pass, because I have no names.
Love being female hockey fans.
No, but so genuinely though, I was literally, I was scrolling through this list. It was 50 players, right? And it was like 50 players, or 50 most attractive players in the NHL. And when I tell you Patrick Kane's name was on there twice, I was like, honey. I was like, y'all.
I will be the first to say, I think he's really ugly.
There were some names in there that I was like, y'all chose some interesting ones.
Was Austin Matthews on there?
No. There was another Leafs person. Tavares was on there. And I was like, all right, like, that's fair.
Not on board with that. I would say I'd put Mitch Marner on there if it was from Leafs.
That's what I was saying.
Mitchell.
Austin scares me.
He's just, in the words of Aaron Logan, he's greasy.
Yeah.
He's greasy.
I have like a kind of funny story about him. So lifeguard in City National, like over the summer, they were shut down a few days for media day. And so like you'll probably see like all the TNT stuff, like whenever they do like player highlights, you'll see like them in front of the background with their name on it. They filmed a lot of that at lifeguard and at City National, and some of the videos that they post, like Bleacher Report, Open Ice and stuff like that. So I had to work it one day just because like they weren't really putting any rink attendance on the schedule. And I was like, you know what? I still want to work, you know, cause I hadn't been getting that many hours. So I worked it for a little bit and I was up at the front desk talking to like one of my coworkers, Matthews walks by and he was a lot taller than I expected. I don't know why. I figured he'd just be like, you know, like 5'11", 6 foot. I think this dude's like 6'2".
Oh, wow.
I don't think I knew that.
That threw me off. And then he walks by the front desk and just kind of like awkwardly glared at me. And I'm like, how's it going? And then walked away. It was so weird.
He's greasy. Don't trust him.
Greasy. That's right. Apparently he's 6'3". So you were close.
That's awesome.
Oh my God. The way that he does kind of give like 5'11 vibes though. Like,
wrong. The forehead. The 3 inches or the forehead.
Yeah.
I'm so all respect. He's a good player. He just scares me.
Very much that.
It's just, I can't stand him.
respect to his playing, but I'll, full disrespect to the rest of him. No, I'm just kidding.
For the rest of him.
No, but yeah, it was an interesting list. I kind of love that. Wait, do you have any other funny stories from that event?
Because I know Zegers was there.
He was there the day before I worked, and I was so pissed that I didn't work.
Damn.
Sad. I only remember that because Bucci posted about it. Bucci was there that week. That's the week he was in town.
Yeah, my coworker sent me a picture and then sent me a screenshot of it, and I was so upset because that was the day I wanted to work because I wanted to see Zegers.
What a shame.
I love it. That's so awesome.
I'm going to the Vegas Anaheim game in February, so hopefully that makes up for it.
I want to go.
Yes,
I'll have to go.
Weren't they just here? Or not just here? I mean, like earlier in the season, weren't they here? Or am I thinking
they were? They were. I remember because I was gonna try to go. It was after one of my.
Yeah, I was like, you had a game that day.
Yes, I did. That was Nevada Day, our Nevada Day game.
Right,
you were there too.
I was hungover. Typical. Typical behavior.
Typical Clarkson. God, that's so
funny. Well, that kind of wraps it up for me up with what I had. Any other, I guess, kind of like fun moments or anything that you want to share, Kelly, about like working with the team or being at games, anything like that?
I recently went to the teddy bear toss game and for the Silver Knights, and I was like trying to tell my mom, oh my gosh, that dude on Coachella, that's Shane Wright, he got drafted this year, he went in for the shootout. And it, like, because I've been with like the band so long, it's become like a part of my habit that like whenever the other team's in like going into shootout or like a free throw in basketball, we always just chirp them, make as much noise as we can. When Shane Wright went up, I was like, dude, you got drafted fourth instead of first. How'd you let that happen?
Kelly, oh my God. Read that man to filth. Yeah,
he still scored. He probably couldn't hear me because we were back a few rows, but
That's so good. Dude, I'm so jealous. I had to miss that game.
I had to miss that one too. I hope that was fun. Wait, I literally just thought of one more question. So Avery and I have thought of our predictions for NHL, like how, like playoffs, right? Like,
we did.
So who do you think is going to be like first in the league of not first in the league, first in the divisions across the board? I know I'm like really putting you on the spot there. So if you want to think about it, take your time. But
or if you just want to make it more general, just like what's a team or two that you think is going to do like exceptionally better than others? It doesn't have to be division specific if you can't really think about it. Because I know we had to write everything down when we did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have to write everything down. Yeah. New Jersey really threw me for a loop this season with how well they're doing. So I think they're going to go pretty far. You know, Jack Hughes is doing really good. Nico Hischier, if that's how you pronounce it.
I'm the queen of mispronouncing names. Don't ask me.
True. Very true.
That's my whole identity on this podcast. I can't pronounce shit.
Oh, me neither. So twinsies.
Twins. At least I'm not alone. This time I'm not outnumbered.
But yeah, I think they're New Jersey's gonna go pretty far. I think Ovi's gonna definitely break someone's record this year.
Yeah.
800 watching the 800 goals the other night. That was a cool experience, except it was against Chicago, which sucked. But
yeah.
It was still pretty cool to watch. Boston's doing good. They practiced at lifeguard the other day. I had to help, like, we had to help move, like, them and Philly's equipment into the locker rooms the other day.
Love that.
It was a cool experience. They left us BioSteel drinks and water, so.
Honestly, nice. We fucking love BioSteel. I love BioSteel, hands down.
It's so good.
It really is. They stopped making my favorite pre-workout, though, and I'm kind of pissed.
Oh, no.
I know.
I love that, though. Yeah, I agree with you. New Jersey's really been, like, underdog of the season, but, like, crushing it.
Not. I didn't see that coming. I really didn't.
I love it. Thank you so much, Kelly.
I have one more now.
Oh, I jumped the gun.
Who do you think so far has been the flop of the season? Like, what team?
You didn't
say it.
No, I know. I love it. You stole my word. That's what I was gonna say. Thank you.
It every week. We always have like a flop of the week now because Carson saying it.
The previous page, flop of the week, was Anaheim.
Damn.
I mean, yeah, that's fair. They aren't doing so hot. I'm gonna have to say Chicago. They can't win a game for their life. But like Max Domi and I don't know how to pronounce his last name. It's the one dude with like the Greek last name, Antetokounmpo or something.
Yes. He was with the Kings, wasn't he?
I think so, yeah.
Yep. My mom always thinks that the announcers are saying happy to see you. So I know who you're talking about. I don't know why my mom thinks that.
But I love that you knew that.
At Tennessee or something like that. The one time I can like almost pronounce a name.
Ew.
Did it.
Bro.
But yeah, those two are like carrying the team on their backs. We need Stalock back. Mrazek's not the greatest.
Yeah.
Stalock was doing good. And then what's his face on the Islanders just destroyed him.
Yeah.
Don't remember his name, but I'll throw hands.
Like it's on site. I see that. I will say at the moment, not to twist the knife in, but Chicago and Anaheim are the last two in the league. So
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Sorry in advance, not to twist the knife in further, but they are in fact struggling.
Got a tank for Bedard, bro. Got a tank for Bedard.
I mean, at the moment, you want to hear the last four? It goes, from bottom to top: Anaheim, Chicago, Blue Jackets, Arizona. So when you've got Arizona,
you know it's bad.
That was like when Avery and I noticed last season that the Canadians were last in the league. I was like, bro, when we were chirping these fans, and I was like, bro, you're last in the league. Like Arizona's ahead of you right now. Like flop behavior.
They kept standing up because they scored like once or something. They kept standing up and staring at everybody and turning around. And we were like five or six rows up, and I stood up. I was like, sit the fuck down. You're last in the league. And they were like, I was like, yeah.
They sat down.
It was hilarious. They all thought it was funny after, except one of them. One of them like refused to look at us.
Yeah, I mean, in a good humored, like I said, personality, sense of humor. Where is that this season? Everyone's
literally taking things personally exactly now.
It's all in like the minor leagues now, because like at UNLV games, and I went to this one junior game, and my friend was taking pictures, so I was. We were standing by the glass, and I was standing next to her. They're going to do a face-off. One of the refs that I kind of work with, he was reffing, so I was doing this just to, chirp the ref. One of the guys on the away team thought I was doing it to them, and I wasn't. Yeah, no, this kid decided, oh, it'll be funny if I, you know, blow a kiss at her.
What the
threw fuck? Me off guard.
That's so great.
Never let them know your next move, you know?
Yeah. I was like, yeah, oh my god, that's so cringy.
Yeah, no, then every time we like looked at each other, it was just like, I was like, we'd like jokingly like press each other from like between the glasses.
That's so good.
People do be taking things way too personally now, but you know.
I mean, it's true, but like I also do that. So I'm like, I can't really speak too bad on it. When it comes to hockey, I don't, but when it comes to like real life, yes, I absolutely do.
Yeah. Well, here's to more chirps. And frankly, more bullying in the hockey.
It's so fun. Sorry, I wasn't flipping anybody off. I was trying to pop my knuckle.
Yeah. Suddenly, Avery's chirping us. We're going to be taking it personally.
I went to like pop it and my finger.
Avery said, fuck you. And I said, oh, okay. Damn. I'm just trying to cheers us.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Well, oh my god, Kelly, thank you so much for coming
on. Yeah, thanks for coming on.
No problem. I'm glad you like my chirp stories. We just chirp, just all in good fun. Yeah, no disrespect to anyone. We just like to chirp for fun.
As it should be.
Love it.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's all
keep it fun.
Yes. It keeps it fun, keeps it all in good, you know, good humored nature.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks for coming on, and can't wait to have you back on, you know, whenever.
Whenever. Sure. This was such a cool experience. I've never been on a podcast before, so
thanks for having me. You're first. We love it. Yeah. Oh, before we send you off, where can we read your articles? Give us a little plug.
I have on my Instagram, which will probably be posted. I'll be definitely tagged in it. I have a link in my bio that has three different links. Some of it has to do with art related stuff, and there's also my hockey blog. It's called The Skate Session on Wix. Definitely you'll see some school assignments on there, but you'll also see a bunch of hockey writings on there.
Love it. Yes, we will definitely make sure to tag you when we post the podcast and whatnot. So everyone, make sure you go follow Kelly and go check out her blog and her articles. Show some support. Girls supporting girls.
Yeah. Women in sports.
Women in sports. We love it.
Women in sports. Women in sports.
Oh my god.
Keep going, girl. We are like, I'm so excited to keep reading, you know, everything that you put out. So can't wait to see you go far in the sports journalism world. Very excited for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, until next time.
Bye.
All right. Adios.
'Ah, yay. We love Kelly. I hope you all enjoyed our cute little interview with her.
It was so fun.
This thing was taking a math final. Like, around there. Can y'all believe that? Hey, she passed. So, like, shout out Kelly. She passed her final. So,
love it. And it was her last final. So, like, girls, all set.
She's crushing it, clearly.
I love it. She's also, I just realized she's our first female guest too.
Oh my god,
I know. I'm like, we didn't get to play Smash or Pass with fucking Bucci, like. Honestly, I feel like if we did it with Aaron Logan, he would be so down.
Oh my god. Okay, yeah, I feel like if anyone would go with it, it would have been Aaron.
He would do it for the girls and the gays. Like, he would love. I think he'd be so down.
Zaretsky and Bucci probably would have been like, what?
It's so funny, though, to think about.
Aaron Logan would have been, like, right, so.
He's greasy. Pass.
Austin Matthews or Mitch Marner? Obviously Marner. Austin Matthews. Get him out of there.
Ash Mitchell. Pass Matthews.
Oh, my God. When Aaron Logan, if Aaron Logan hears this, he's going to be like, you all got to stop talking about me, because
can't. It's just, it writes itself. It's so funny.
He really is like our best hockey bud. Like, let's be honest.
The guy, like, he's asking me, he's, because I said I hit on the Canadian guy. He's like, so what'd the Canadian look like? I was like,
no, like, he is our hockey bestie.
Like, bragging about David Perron. I'm like, yes, love it. Thanks for making me feel like so mediocre.
But new hockey bestie, Kelly Johnson. And we thank her for being on the pod because we do. Because that was very nice. Because we do. Took the time out of her day, was in the middle of a math final, and she said, right, time to record.
So, good for her. Thank you,
Kelly. We loved having you on. We love, oh my gosh, the chirps that she said.
Dude, that's so funny.
Literally zero to not even 100, zero to a fucking thousand. Like,
literally, like nonstop.
That like is crazy. Oh my God. I love, listen, college kids and their chirps like really are unmatched.
Yeah. They're fucking nightmares.
Yeah.
They are. Like, it's impressive.
Genuinely.
It's next level. You think like go dye your hair is funny? Like, that gets me every time.
Yeah.
Dude, these are fucking just, oh.
Like, bullying, but like, take like a joke.
Straight up harassment.
Yeah. Like, straight up harassment. Straight up, like, would get someone punched in an NHL game for sure.
Yeah, which is like, it's kind of fun.
I love it. The way they call it.
Never get away with saying it at NHL games, I don't think. I don't think I'd have the nerve, but.
No. Oh my God. Well, I can't wait to have Kelly on again. I think it would be very fun if we played more games with her and I don't know, just got more of her sports journalism side insight of the college hockey world. So we don't really talk much college hockey on here. So it was very fun to kind of like research that a little bit more and get some like questions for her.
Yeah, because I definitely do not, I'll be the first to admit, I do not watch college hockey. Like,
yeah, it is fun, I will say. The only unfortunate thing that I do know is that fighting, like, typically isn't really allowed in college hockey.
Yeah.
So it kind of takes that fun out of it. But, I mean, it's still hockey. So hockey's obviously still fun. But, yeah, it definitely is a little bit different, a little bit tamer, I would say.
Yeah. But it'll be so fun. I love that we played a game. I think that's fun. We also have another guest coming on very soon. I don't think it'll be immediately because it's fucking Christmas in a week. But coming on very soon, and we're going to play a game with him too. And that's been planned for like a long time. And I'm so fucking excited.
I'm so excited.
It's going to be great. It's going to be so great. He's excited too, I promise.
Yeah.
He's got to time it out with his job too. Because he's.
Yeah. I kind of like this though.
He's we're a real like, job.
Yeah. I will say I do kind of love, at least I feel like this season we're going to have a lot more like games to play with our guests to keep it kind of fun, interactive. I don't know. I just think they're fun. I think we had some like good interviews last year, which was great, or last season. But now let's get fun.
It's like, we're still girls. We can have fun with it. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Smash or pass? Absolutely.
We're going to play Smash or Pass. Like, come on.
That's so good.
I almost want to put it in our stories and be like, smash or pass, and like a little like poll of all the names and have everyone play.
Oh my God. Literally do. Here's what we're going to do. I'm calling it right now. We're going to do it today before this fucking episode comes out. Matthews and Marner. And I guarantee you, I put $10 on Aaron Logan picking Marner. I'm so serious.
He would.
1,000%.
I love it. All right, we'll be on the lookout for our stories because we're getting silly up in here.
It's like a highlight reel too. Like, I think it'll be so fun. Yeah. Fuck it. Who cares?
Well, until next time. Chaos. Yeah. Chaos. Until next time, make sure to follow, like, rate, subscribe, all that good stuff. Our podcast is on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, and Audible.
Yeah.
So make sure you're subscribing on at least one of those, if not all four.
If not all four. Why not? Fuck it. Who cares? Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok @_hockeygirls. And as always, this podcast is not affiliated with any AHL or NHL organization.
Correct.
Forgot to say that last week.
Yeah, we forgot to say that last week. So don't forget it, okay?
No, never.
Thank you again, Kelly, and we'll talk to you all again next week.
Bye.